Welcome back. You are listening to The Inspiration here on Radio Islam International. My name is Anisa Isaac. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Now, South Africans have steadily, albeit reluctantly, become used to load shedding. And with it, the numerous problems navigating through daily lives, from traffic lights not working to doing homework, preparing food, doing the washing, with the depressing list just going on and on. While last year was challenging, this year could be the worst year for load shedding on record. But how is load shedding affecting our state of mind? Well, this morning we are joined by Becky's Easter Center for Health Journalism Editor-in-Chief, Mia Milan, to tell us a little bit more about what exactly the effect is of load shedding on the state of mind of South Africans. Mia, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for making the time to be with us this morning. Now, SADAG, which is the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, used an online survey to determine how our blackouts impact our state of mind. What was the primary response from the respondents?
So I think the most common thing that everyone on that survey mentioned was that they feel more anxious and they feel a little bit depressed. And mainly because they feel helpless and out of control because life has become so unpredictable. So about three quarters of them said in a work environment, they feel more stressed out because they feel load shedding limits what they can do, but yet their employers still expect them to produce the same quality and same amount of work. At home, participants said that because there is so much unpredictability, they find that they're more snappy with their children, that family conflicts are more common. And on the road, where we see robots not working and more traffic jams, many participants said that they feel they are more open or vulnerable to road rage or becoming more frustrated on the road, and that all impacts on the whole of their lives. For instance, if they need to get to a meeting, it's now harder and more unpredictable for them to say that they'll be in time because they don't know what will happen on, you know, on the road. Or for instance, if they were going to have a Zoom meeting and the electricity is off, they now need to reschedule, and that all amounts to more anxiety and stress in their lives.
Absolutely. Now, how concerning is this picture that SADAG has actually painted?
So an interesting thing that SADAG pointed out was when they asked people, what's your coping mechanism to cope with electricity cuts? One of the most common coping mechanisms mentioned was sleeping. So people just sleep through the periods of load shedding. And that is concerning because that is also very closely associated with depression emerging. That is one of the ways that people, a bad coping mechanism that people with depression cope. And we spoke to a psychologist who also said this was concerning. So if we look at the ways in which we cope with load shedding, it may be better to, for instance, if it's load shedding during the day, to spend more time outside and to try and control what we can control. So the psychologist we mentioned something simple, such as routines is often something that keeps us going or make us feel more secure. So something as simple as if you know the electricity is going to be out in the morning when you have your breakfast, to do things that you can control. So to have a flask of hot water there so that you can still, for instance, have coffee. But those things are, of course, limited, and many of them depend on money because we would do things like get gas stoves or inverters or generators, and it all depends on how much money you have to get those things in place. But what they did point out was that people in poorer areas or rural or townships actually cope better with load shedding because their comments in the surveys were like, at least we know when it's going to happen now. We've been used to these unexpected power cuts throughout or just not having electricity. Mm. Their fear was more related to job cuts and job losses.
That's my next question then. What about employees? How are they being impacted by this? I mean, you know, a lot of the times you find when robots go down during load shedding, there's traffic snarls and getting to work becomes quite a mission for many people, especially those coming from the rural areas or townships where traffic's already heavy and backed up. and now they've got to put up with this, so they end up getting late to work, which, for them could be quite concerning and sort of put them into an anxious state.
Yeah, the participants definitely said that increases anxiety. But to maybe give you one specific example of someone that we spoke to for our television program, HealthBeat, we visited a chicken farmer, a small-scale farmer just outside of Johannesburg in Nigel. And in 2022, he started a chicken farm. So he bought 2,000 chickens, and he had plans to open a butchery at the end of this year. And within the first month of him buying these chickens, he lost all these chickens because they were like a 3-day power cut in his area. So he had 2,000 chickens, got none left, because these chickens have to be kept alive at a certain temperature. And he couldn't maintain that temperature for the chickens because he all of a sudden had no electricity. And he's lost 100,000 rands. So now he fears what is going to become of his little children. He may very well need therapy, but he's now got no money left, so he can't pay for therapy or go to a counselor. And that is detrimental, because it's not just an impact on him as the farmer. It's in his entire family and children and extended family. So this is a situation that really exacerbates anxiety. And when we spoke to a psychologist about what happens to patients that she already that before load shedding experience anxiety and depression, and they clearly are now exacerbated, because one of the ways in which you would treat people with anxiety or depression is to create routines for them so that they feel more secure. And so many of the things in this routine depends on electricity. You may tell them to watch a TV show that they like at the same time each day, and now they may not be able to do it, for instance. So it is really, really difficult to cope with the mental health consequences around this. And the psychologist also said that she's seen a definite increase in the number of patients she sees with anxiety and depression, and so many of them state that this is directly related to load shedding. Something else that was mentioned was almost every single participant, 96% of the participants in SADAG's survey, said that load shedding doesn't just create load shedding related anxiety for them. It has elicited a fear that when they look at the future of the country, they feel they have very little control over what will happen and sort of what will the future of their children be. That load shedding just sort of like made them aware that this is just a very concrete manifestation of how to look at the future of the country, that it made them more insecure about what could possibly happen.
And then there was also a concerning finding with regards to people who have, thoughts of suicide.
They definitely found in the survey that people mentioned that they now have more thoughts of suicidal thoughts than they previously had. And you could imagine that a lot of suicidal thoughts are initiated by people feeling insecure and anxious and depressed, and that load shedding now exacerbated that. And that is definitely also an issue to deal with. So something SADAG has, for instance, done, they have a 24-hour helpline, and they have now started to have longer hours, because if you only have it during certain hours, load shedding may really reduce those hours. So if they've made it more accessible, counselors, to people, making it like accessible throughout the day and throughout the night. And some of our employers, for instance, I think would now also need to think of how to adjust work environments to reduce anxiety among, or how to be more flexible to reduce anxiety among employees.
Mia, thank you so much. Unfortunately, I have to end the interview. One, it's time for our 10 a.m. news bulletin, and two, we have load shedding.
So, thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.